It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Our New York communities can now see how much money they expect if settlement deals are struck with drug companies accused of contributing to the opioid epidemic. The information is part of a landmark ruling in a high-profile federal lawsuit in Ohio, which involves more than 2,000 communities that allege pain pill makers and distributors improperly sold billions of addictive opioids. The judge ruled that all 33,000 American communities would be part of a negotiation class involved in the settlement talks, according to USA Today. All of New York's anti-smoking campaigns will now have to include information on e-cigarettes and liquid nicotine under a pair of measures signed by Governor Cuomo. He signed the bill into law requiring New York schools to include vaping as part of the tobacco use prevention and control program. An already existing marketing campaign and educational effort meant to cut down on student smoking rates. The governor also signed an executive order that requires vaping to be included in all the state's anti-tobacco campaigns, including those run by the State Department of Health. The Sharon Ridge Housing Authority Expansion Corporation has their meeting at 5 o'clock at Town Hall, Part 1 Sharon Ridge, Part 2 Sharon Ridge Expansion Corporation. Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Cornwall has a Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7:30 in the evening at Town Hall. Coming up on September 18th, a DEC public hearing on the Wingdale Materials application at the Dover Town Hall on East Duncan Hill Road. Two times for that meeting, 3 to 5, and then another meeting at 6 p.m. Also on the 18th, the Cornwall Board of Education has a meeting set at the library at 4:15. Meanwhile, the Hotchkiss Library has a new American History book group that kicks off September 18th in the reading room. Meetings will be held the third Wednesday of each month at 10 a.m. in the morning. More information at hotchkisslibrary.org. Also on the 18th, the Salisbury Sharon Track Committee has their meeting set for 6:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. Art House Wednesday is Theater Day, September 18th at 7 p.m., The Biggest Little Farm. Allison Elliott of McEnroe Organic Farm will lead a panel discussion with Lauren Kaplan, the Poughkeepsie Farm Project, at the Movie House, 48 Main Street in Millerton, New York, moviehouse.net on the web. On the 19th, Cornwall has a Board of Finance meeting at 7 p.m. North Canton Recreation Committee has their meeting on the 19th at 7 p.m. as well. And the regular meeting of the Ancrum Town Board happens on the 19th at 7 p.m. Salisbury Central School's 7th Annual Golf Tournament will be held on Thursday, September 19th, starting at 8:30 in the morning at the Hotchkiss School Golf Course. Registration at 7:45. More information to see if there's room for you to play, contact Melissa at melissaemily222@yahoo.com. Music from a bygone era with Craig Marshall at the Town of Clinton Historical Society will be featured on Thursday the 19th at 7:30 at Lyle Memorial Federated Church, 30 Maple Avenue. Norfolk Curling Club has their golf outing at the Norfolk Country Club on Friday the 20th, registration at 11. For more information to see if there's room for you to still play in that tournament, 860-671-1605. Kent Memorial Library hosting a movie night for grades 5 and up Friday, 7 p.m. at 32 North Main Street, the movie Men in Black International. This weekend, the Goshen Dog Show is happening the 21st and 22nd at the Goshen Agricultural Society Fairgrounds. Gates open at 7:30. Admission is $5 per carload, including parking. Salisbury Bank is having a community credit day on Saturday, September 21st, noon at the Lakeville branch. Salisbury Winter Sports Association 12th Annual Golf Tournament in Pig Roast is held on Saturday, Under Mountain Golf Course in Copaic, New York. Now, if you want to see if there's room for you as a single or a team to play, contact Ken or Willie at 860-824-5243. A tour of six local artist studios being offered by the Kent Memorial Library on Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. beginning at the library. Small groups that will visit local art studios ending at the Kent Art Association for lunch. More information is 860-927-3761. The Couch Pipe of VFW 28th Annual Golf Tournament happens at the Egremont Country Club on the 21st. Rojan Ramble 7th Annual Bike Tour will be held on Saturday at Copaic Memorial Park in Copaic, New York. Monument Cup 21st Annual Soccer Tournament being held on Saturday at the Monument Mountain Regional High School on Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. You can visit three private and public gardens in Millbrook and Millerton, open for self-guided tours to benefit the Garden Conservancy, taking place on Saturday from 10 till 4, rain or shine. Registration and more information, gardenconservancy.org/opendays or 888-842-2442 for additional locations. 13th Annual Mid-Hudson Woodworkers Show happens on Saturday from 10 till 5 at the Hurley Reformed Church with displays of woodworking, demonstrations, Woodmeister demonstrations, gifts for children, mega pen, raffles, and door prizes. More information, MidHudsonWoodworkers.org. Falls Village Food and Truck Fest happening on Saturday from noon till 6 p.m. Food trucks, a truck show, truck pull, music, and more. 108 Route 63 in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-5861. Also on Facebook. Wasaic Project and the Folk Arts Program at Arts Mid-Hudson present International Children's Puppet Workshop. A free family event will be held Saturday from 12 to 6. The Art Nest Open, 3 o'clock puppet show, 3 to 6 p.m. closing party for Ad Astra per Aspera at the Art Nest at the Mill in Wasaic. More information at wasaicproject.org. Last sale of the season for the Masonic Lodge of Lobsters will be held on Saturday, picking up between 4 and 6. The day of the sale. You can order those lobsters through Friday at 860-435-9722. Standard Space and Troutbeck present John Paul Philippe's Hortensia. It runs through Sunday, November 3rd. Opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6. Upstate Dairy presents a conversation between the artist and Paul Morris on the 19th of October from 5 until 6 p.m. John Ashley Tales from the Golden Age and other stories happening on Saturday through the 19th of October. Reception on Saturday at 4 o'clock at the D.M. Hunt Library. Sharon Playhouse presents their annual Spotlight Gala on Saturday. 6 cocktails and light supper, 7:30 performance at the Playhouse, 8:45 meet and greet champagne reception featuring Grammy-nominated Broadway recording star Maureen McGovern. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org or 860-364-7469. Second annual Hoosie Goes to Europe Wine Dinner and Auction, supporting the opportunity of a lifetime, will be held on September 21st at 6:30 at the White Hart. 4 gourmet courses, 4 fabulous wines, live and silent auction items. Tickets and more information at brownpapertickets.com/event/430042. Kent Quiz Night will be held on Saturday, September 21st at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. That will be at the Kent Firehouse. More information, 860-927-3761. The Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their pancake breakfast and bake sale on Sunday, 8 until 11. Pancakes, omelets, French toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, home fries, coffee, and juice at the Wasaic Road Firehouse, New York. Takeouts will be available. 10th Annual Friends of Mo Golf Tournament will be held on Sunday at the Egremont Country Club. All proceeds benefit families who are battling cancer and other hardships. More information at 413-717-0606. Norfolk Land Trust has 5 and 10K trail races going on September 22nd at Barbara Woods, 31 Lovers Lane. Walk into the Future, put on by Construct in Great Barrington, New York, starts off at Ski Butternut on 38 State Road, Great Barrington, Massachusetts on Sunday. And Catch a Ray 5K Run Walk and Kids Fun Run at the Red Hook High School will be held on Sunday on West Market Street. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 142.70 to 27,076.82 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 8153.54 and the S&P 500 at 2997.96. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.